question is, where do we? What would you say the question is at this point? In the Rambam and the Ravid. See, there's a reason why I brought in the Reb Chaim's Psak with regard to. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Ball found it in the. He says, I didn't look it up, it's on page 35 of the Halachic Man. It was his father, actually. I thought it was his father. It was his father before he took the position of Razin. So he told him that one thing he must promise him is that he must never be machmer on a person that's in the sukkin to take Bachas Mikashir. Says it's on page 35. It's in the Halach Man. He says, when my father was about to travel to Razin, a town close to Kovna, to take up a rabbinical post, Reb Chaim took him aside and said, I command you to follow my view regarding a sick person in danger on the Day of Atonement, for it is an absolute Halach truth. This law that because Nefesh, living life, overrides all the commandments, and its foraging effects are indicative of the high value. Okay, separate. Now he goes to the cross. But it was his father, actually. So, but I think we clarified, clarify what the, a little bit of meta-halacha, that it comes out that the formulation was made because of, if the formulation, Rambam's formulation came about because of the fact that it might involve, the Torah was concerned it might involve a loss of time of life, so then it's pikuach nefesh. So then the machlokas rishonim will make it a suffix pikuach nefesh, a suffix pikuach nefesh, and machal yontav anyways. So there's no room for any machlokas even. Maybe that's why I said this is halachic truth. It could be like this, though. It could be that he knew that Reb Moshe Soloveitchik relied ultimately on his das, when his das was ultimately he would rely on his das when he held his das is really 100% clear. So that's why, in other words, he knew that he was telling him that according to my das there is no possibility otherwise.
Right.
So it's not, if it's something that that I'm a supik about. So I have svara this way, svara that way. Sometimes I favor a certain svara. So then Reb Moshe would argue. Could as it would, he would possibly argue on him and hold no. He has new rayas the other way. But where he's saying it's an absolute halachic truth, saying that if you rely on my das tells me that there's no other possibility.
Right.
So insofar as that's concerned, he must have known that Reb Moshe relies on his das. Ultimately, not that he's always bound by his nas, but where he's telling him an ultimate truth, he relies on the fact that he wouldn't say that unless his mind really knew that it's an ultimate truth. That's what you must say. Okay, so at any rate, I would clarify the story nicely. All aspects of the story. Well, that's what Al Chazal say. Even if it's not, but this is halacha, actually. This is halacha. But anyways, getting back to this. So therefore, I was thinking that perhaps you could say, in explaining the Ravid, that the Ravid maintains that since he was miyached the mamon, so this maisa is a maisa of defined as pikuach nefesh. And since the mice is defined as pikuach nefesh, as pikuach nefesh, so all institutions of the Torah are abrogated in such a case. So there's no shem mazik, there's no iser, there's nothing. That in pikuach nefesh, all the mishpatei Torah are abrogated, except three. But and so therefore, the Ravid held that... he's completely putter. Whereas the Rambam maintained that the Isurei Torah are abrogated, but the institutions of Mumminus still stand in place. So therefore, he was a mazik. I mean, it's mutter for him to do it, because he has to save his life. It's sechir for him to do it. But insofar as the institution of Geneva and Hezek, those institutions still stand. So he will it will result in the fact that he will incur as chayvus. That's what I thought at first. That's what I thought it was as a possibility. Possible way to explain the machlegis. I mean, I know it's speculative, but that's why I brought in the Reb Chaim, because it's similar to that Reb Chaim's formulation. But so even though that's in the Rambam and the Rambam the holds otherwise, it's two different things. You realize?
Really?
Yeah.
Why doesn't
it
be the Yachid in order for
it to
be
a Masech Tikvah Nefesh? That's a good question. But I think, in other words, like this, you see, once he's miyache, then there's an identifiable maisa of pikuach nefesh. And the identifiable maisa is what abrogates all the systems of the Torah. But where there's no identifiable maisa, so then it's more different to do it. But since the Maisa is not defined, he's the one that made this Maisa a Maisa Pekuch Nefesh. So then he incurs the Eschivas. The Maisa is not standing on its own as a Maisa Shel Pekuch Nefesh. He renders it a Maisa Pekuch Nefesh because it could have taken from somebody else. So then we say it's Mutter. But there's no identity. He created the identity, so it's mutter for him to do it. But the mishpat etar are not buttled vis-a-vis the maisa. He incurs a schaivus because he was machnis the other guy's mumman into the situation.
The maisa kuf nefesh. Why don't you say that? When he
the mice and the chefter.
Right, they're both. So there's no element outside of pikuach nefesh. All institution, every part of it is pikuach nefesh.
That's true. But it's still. I mean, so what's the difference, really? You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference?
Right.
Why should that make a difference? That's true. You're right. He's saying that the chefter shall pikuach nefesh. So vis-a-vis this halachic entity, this is the halachic entity. That's why when at first I was trying to work it out that way. This is the halachic entity. There is no
Rebbe?
Yeah, maybe that's better. Maybe that's better. That, in other words, the cheftz is a cheftz shel pikuach nefesh. So since the cheftz is nitfas is a cheftz shel pikuach nefesh, so all halachic systems are buttled vis-a-vis the cheftz. But in the other case, the cheftz was nitfas as a cheftz shel pikuach nefesh. So the mice is mutter, but the halachic systems are on bottle. That's good. That's good. I like that better. Let's leave it that way. In other words, that the question is, when are the halachic systems abrogated? So if the cheftz is a cheftz shel pikuach nefesh, so vis-a-vis that cheftz, you can't have halachic institutions. Because it's nitfas is a cheftz shel pikuach nefesh. But where, he doesn't say, he's not miyached the mamon, so then there is no identifiable chefta shel pikuach nefesh. There's just a maisa pikuach nefesh. So the chefta still remains subject to the institutions of mishpatei Torah. But the maisa is mutter. Okay, I think that's clearer.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Do you have to go that far? Can you simply say, according to the Rambam, that when he designates it, then he's just acting as the Yad HaMelech. So therefore, he's not an independent Gavra. So he's not a Bar Hafi L'Chal Shem Mazik. Whereas if it's not designated, then he's acting a certain independence. So he's not just the Yad HaMelech. But in the case, according to the Rambam, where he's not an independent Gavra, he's just Yad HaMelech, so he's not a Bar Hafi. It's like the Melech did it himself. So he can't be a Mazik.
You mean he's just like a robot?
That's right. He's a Yad HaMelech. Is the Yad HaMelech.
It's a good svara. I had that svara too. It's a good svara. It's a possible svara. That he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. And what does the Rambam hold?
Realms of halacha. You look at it in two frameworks. The fact that it was forced does not is not mitigating as a mazik. It's not viewed as a silly, he's still a gavra in terms of mazik. You look at it as a separate framework. I mean, why he looks at it in two frameworks as opposed to one, I don't know.
The Rambam is going to have a hard time with the Rambam on that far. The Ram doesn't have to hold by that Svara. Apparently, the Ram doesn't hold by that Svara altogether.
Right,
not an extension of the Melech.
Right.
Even though it comes under Pikuach Nefesh, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a Din Maisa. That could be. I wanted to take a look at the Nemuki Yosef and see because he seems to be saying something here.
Really?
Yes.
Can I just ask you a factual question?
Yes.
So in terms of the life, let's say the case was that the king just says, bring me money from anywhere, but the person sitting doesn't have the money.
What?
Let's say the king says, or the Anna says, if you don't bring me $1 million, I'll kill you. And he's threatening someone who's not a millionaire. So he can even take it from, he can take it from whoever he wants that. So would it be Pata or Chayef according to you?
According to who?
The Rabbi.
Chayef.
Because the reason I'm asking is because in the Kiddush that you mentioned, like in his long Kiddush in the Gemara,
yeah.
He mentions a few times that it's only in the case where you're Amid, where you could pay. Like that's the case you always said, Pata.
It's the case of what, if you could pay?
I just sent the question out of it. If you didn't. What?
Case with you only if... To pay the yechayev, and if you can't pay, even though it's the other guy's money, you're putter.
Right. He seems to say the reason why you be chayev is because you should have paid with your own money, because you're an amid.
Yeah. Well, let's say you didn't have the money.
Then it would seem like from there you'd be putter.
It's hard to believe. I don't think Gil's away. I don't think Gil's away on my son.
Right, and the fourth, when he has the whole summary at the end.
Summary at the end, yeah.
The fourth case, he says, Beruga
Amid. Yeah. I don't think Gil's away. But then he says only if it's Efshal Mamon or Dantzalev. Who Yisham was Yisrael and Lamaila. But if he just tells him, stop, bring me money, or I'll kill you, and he brings him money, then it seems that it wasn't Miyache. It seems clearly that he's going to be Chayav. Well, the Ravid over here says openly where it was Miyache and Mamon. Our Ravid.
So, but it seems
that in the long history, I'm not so sure it's a steering rabbit. Where do you say it's a steering rabbit? Which part of the rabbit?
Because
there
he says it's Steve Ahmed. He says it's
Mamon Stam. In this case where it's Ahmed?
That's the fourth thing. If the honest group to bring Mamon Stam, he's Chayev if he is Ahmed, because it might be
for
his mom. So then it's
an honest mom. Well, honest mom and not honest nefashis.
Right, if you're an Ahmed. But if you're not an Ahmed,
one second, about Dalit, you know, was the Imansu, which one are you talking about?
Yeah,
Dalit. Dalit, Imansu, a few of them is Gufa, also, he's a kind of fascist. Lavi Mamon Stam, Vehevi Mamon Chavero, Chayev. Behu Da Amid. Right? He says himself. Now, where's the Shnayim L'Ptur? That's Midin Grama. That's Midin Grama. In the end, in the days when he has the song in the basis, where he's chayav, he says, Ushan tzu on a scoop of Havi Maman Chavero, the Havi, Potter. It's Mashmuts, he's Miyachad Maman Chavero. Looks like he sells himself in Neil Bay. About Miyachid way. Where's the case in the Yishalmi that he's quoting? Look at this. I mean, the whole way, the way he learns it over there before is all where it's miyachid. I mean, lo, ilo omer, adai to the kasbasu, who putter, because they don't mean it's, but if he's omud, so then we don't say that. They're going to say it's daita di day. And then he's going to be chayav. Where were you reading?
When he goes into which case you have to doubt, he says, in Ali Yahalo, the Ali Yahalo is Kaveh.
Yeah, one second, hold on. Oh, where? Just a second. As the Kaspa. So that's like he said, that's why it's Pater. So he's learning that really it's considered Miyachid. But maybe he means in that case. In the case not where they just told him bring mom and stam, but they were in the house and they said bring mom and stam. So then they broke into the house. Like the case. He says, like in that case. It means only in that case, not stam where a guy says bring mom and stam. Because he says, who are you shamashir kasabna lamaila? And the shami lamaila is where they come into the house. And they ask for mum and stam. So then if he's omid, so then he's going to be chayav. But if he's not, it's a daita de kaspa. That's what I think it means. But not that, he always talks about the miyachid leon as potter.
Right, later on,
it
should sound like it's even in stam.
Say it again?
Later on, it makes it sound like it's even in a case where it's in mum and stam.
Where's later on?
Well,
that's what Yaakov was showing me before?
Yeah.
I mean, so Pachet Yisun, Shef Shiel, Gron, Vesakon, Avam, Shev, Lan, Mamon, Chavero, Vehevi, is Potter, Sheiluch, Adavar, Zerul, Nefesh. But Mamon, Chavero, he said, not Mamon, Stam. I feel like Sef, Gron, Nefesh, Shef, Shiel, Gron, Mamon, Yavar, Al Yaro, Gescadero, Lamuyar, Volumson, Mamon Cadero. That is Mamlo, Tainan, and Mamon, Din Lav on a Miasma Sach, Ru Omen, Balak, Vedi Mamon Cadero, Chayef, came a butcher man of Mamon Cadero. So this is just the opposite, we'll be Michelo, Watu was Asmo, because they were after his own money. They were Miachet. Hook up, who am I, said Rav Murray? I don't see who he says it.
What if he's not on there?
What?
What if he's poor?
Poor? He says, "Well, this is a lemmas and mummer lo tain lana mummon, bin lav on a miyashimosach v'hu amid v'alach v'edi mummon chavero chayev ki ein lo bitchu mimenu mummon chavero v'ayo lo likin es shelo." So, but if they were Mavakish Mamon Chavero, then he's going to be Pata, but only with the Mavakish Mamon Chavero. So he's speaking in a case where it's an Umdana that they want Mamon, it's an Umdana where they want, there's only his money or the other guy's money. So if he's on it, so they're after his money. So, and if not, they're after Mamon Chavero. I mean, that's what I think it means. Otherwise he's being sus himself. And then the two on the bottom, he says, "Shansu onus gufa lavi mamon chavero vevi pata." He should have just said, "Shansu onus gufa lavi mamon vevi mamon chavero is pata." I mean, the whole thing is the whole case of miyachad mamon.
But I mean, it seems that it's from those cases when it says
lavi
mamon chavero, it doesn't mean a specific
cover.
It just means.
Oh, it means a specific. No. Mamon Chaver means specific. And the Yerushalmi says that it has to do with the Miyachid Hod, Gemara says in the Chayev, Amar Biyasi, Hod the Itma, Dambalo Tzeitain Lona Mamon. Avalamalo Tzeitain Lona Mamon Shaploni. So it's all Miyachid, the Yerushalmi. How can you go against all Yerushalmi? I think you make a mistake in reading it. And in the Yad, he corroborates it. He says Miyachid. And all in the Mukesh also says Miyach. I mean, everybody learns the rabbit that way. I think that's what he means over there is, like that case, where there's two monies. It's either his money or the other monies. So if he's Amid, so then he has no right to take it. But if he's not Amid, he's just there, and they came and broke into the house, so they were after Mama Chavera, so then he's going to be putter. That's what I think it means. I mean, that's clearly what it means. Okay. So anyways, let's get back to the Svara. So, yes, yeah, so what was, yes, yeah, so, yes, the Mendy Svara. Mendy Svara was that it's as if he's a robot. He has no Din Maisa. No Din Maisa. And around the whole, he has Din Maisa. It's possible. It's possible. I mean, like I said, it's very speculative here. But it's good. It's good speculation. Yeah, let's take a look at the Nemuk Yosef. What's the Nemuk Yosef's argument? He says, "Vumi Amashkas arrived as Al Nivali Nacham Ma'od. The Nei the Lo Amrinin Yom Osval Yisavi and Biad Eli Yishalein." So we're not saying he should give up his life, but we're saying he should be Mishalein. So and being Mishalein is not going to interfere with his Pekuch Nefesh. Mikom Makom Mehechi Teisei She Yitzchayev Lashalein. What does he mean? He doesn't sound like he's saying what we're saying. Maybe he's saying what you're saying. Maybe. I thought at one point that that's what he means. That he means that he's simply a robot. But I'm not. What bothers me is Mehechi Tesi. The gamlo bolo onus miaracher elal also momen shiichadul on lo beferish. Yeah, you could learn that way. You could learn Mendy's chatten in the Mukhi Yosef. At first, I was learning that way too. But I was thinking maybe there's another pshat here. Maybe there's another pshat here. That he holds like this, Mehechi Tesi. The mammon is omeid to be nitan because of pikuach nefesh, because the guy specified it, right? So maybe what he holds is like this: that if the mammon is omeid, is you're mechuyev to use this mammon for pikuach nefesh, so then it's not shaykh to say at the same time that it's a maisa hamazik, because that's what the mammon is omeid for. In other words, and that would fit into his lashon, because he says kivan she'ein lo lomos olav. It means he doesn't have to die. So therefore, he has no responsibility towards the money. And the money is omeid to be given as pikuach nefesh. So money that's omeid to be given as pikuach nefesh, you can't say it's such money that you're a mazik. I mean, the money is omeid lakach. You follow what I mean? In other words, that's the money has already been defined that it will be given for pikuach nefesh. So if that's the case, so then what was I mazik? That's why he says mehechi tesi. From what's where are you going to bring your these chayvas from? The money's all made to be given to this anus, and now you're going to say that I was mazik at be a dayan. There's nothing to be mazik. That's what I was thinking. That's the mehechi tesi. In other words, from where are you going to draw his chayvas? That's his question. Since the money is omeid to be nitan because of pikuach nefesh, on such money, what kind of mazik is? Where is the mazik? Okay. If that's the case, well, let's take a look at his answer. Anybody have any question? Okay. So the nearly loma da kachach kima chayvin nasa v'nasam biyad lo ukminun lehu la'akom iluya. Di ukminun ha'ishaito kalya opata. That's the case where the money is completely devalued. Elavada bid lo ukme. V'cholhecha de lo ukme motzi lishtamuti midi da'avi atrei ivri dinara. Afagav du onus Nami Chayev by Trey Avery Denaro. So he wants to say, it sounds like a funny answer. He wants to say that he's Yochel Lishtamuti, Matzi Lishtamuti. I mean, what do you mean Matzi Lishtamuti? Matzi Lishtamuti. Well, he's making a kimta here. It's matzah l'shtamuti. And what if the guy's threatening to kill him? And it's not matzah l'shtamuti. It's hard to say. It sounds like a very hard shot, and then he's changing all machleika. So what will the riff hold? So let's say it's lo matzi lishtamuti. And the riff is going to hold that he's putter. But the riff should have said that.
Also,
Larry? Yeah.
Why?
That's correct. Is it Matsu Ishtamuti? You see, even Haralo, you got me. It's Matsu Ishtamuti. That's true. That's one of the cases the Ravid has. By where he's onus him, he's manus him to be Maralo. And then he, what does he do? He takes would be a dime, then he's going to be chayev. Why? Because maybe he would have changed his mind. It's also like a funny kind of svar. But over there, the idea is, what do you mean maybe he would have changed his mind? I mean, it's a far-fetched possibility. But what it means is that you're not defined as an onus as long as you do something out of your own volition that you weren't forced to do. So since there's a remote possibility that he would change his mind, so showing him the money is not the same thing as taking up your diet. So you don't have a din of an onus anymore. An onus means where what you did was totally under the power of the onus. But if you contribute in any way, then you don't have a din of an onus. So even though it's a remote possibility, but you still contributed. You did more than you were supposed to. So once you contribute, the din onus is gone. That's what I want to explain in the Ravid. But over here, how do you explain this case? I mean, it sounds like a crazy teretz. And what Yaakov's asking is good. I mean, if the guy's ishtamuti, so then he should be chayav even for Mara. And the riff, according to this, let's say it's lo yachol ishtamuti, so the riff would hold pater. So there's no machlekes between the riff and the rivet. He's got rid of the whole machlekes then. There's no machlekes. They both agree where it's lo matzi ishtamuti, that he's going to be pater. And where it's matzi ishtamuti, why doesn't the rivet say chayav? So what I wanted to do was, unless somebody else wants to say something at this point, is I almost, when I saw the new case, I was just about to close the sefer. But then I was thinking about the Rambam and the Ravid again. And I was thinking that maybe you can get from the new Yosef the interpretation of the Ravid. Namely, that the Ravid maintains, since he was miyached the money, so the money is all made nothing b'shvil pikuach nefesh. So the Ravid holds that such money, there can't be any din hezek to it, because it's all made for that purpose. But what does the Rambam maintain? The Rambam maintains that it's true in terms of the situation, it's all made lakach. But in din, it's not. Halachically, in chalei shem, in din, the moment is not omed. In din, in moment, it's not omed lakach. It's only omed lakach in din iser. So the question is, what the Rambam holds is that there's no chalei shem in the chefta, mitzad din in momentus of omed lakach. It's just situational. So then you'd have a machlokas and rishonim. If situational is enough to render the chefta a chalei shem chefta shel pikuach nefesh, or in order to have a chalei shem chefta shel pikuach nefesh, it must be in the dini mominus shabbat, not in the situation. This guy can't come around and give the moment a chalei shem because he makes his own tanoim. I mean, it would only come about if in halacha, the dina mominus, it would have to be given over to the onus. But since in dina mominus, it belongs to the bialim 100%, and it's just a situational thing because in the fashos, so then he's chayev. Whereas the Ravid and the Muki Yosef maintain that since the money is in that situation where it's all made to be given, so it doesn't matter the chalei shem, but it's all made to be the condition. It's in that condition. In that condition, so once it's in that condition, you can't consider it a mazik. Okay, so I was thinking that perhaps we could define a machlekes Ram Raiva that way. Then maybe what he means in the Muki Yosef over here might become a little clearer. Maybe we can interpret the Nemuki Yosef. That the Nemuki Yosef holds that the Chefza really, the situation makes the Chefza a Chefza Shel Pikuach Nefesh. Okay? The situation makes the Chefza a Chefza Shel Pikuach Nefesh. But wherever it's Trey Ivri Denara, wherever there is even a remote chance of Ishtamuti, and he doesn't mean really that he could do that, it's definitely Matsu Ishtamuti. He means there's a remote chance because it's not under the guy's total control. So as long as it's not under the guy's, that's why he doesn't mean that there are going to be two cases, because if there's two cases, then there's no machlokas, he's going to obliterate the machlokas, the riff, and the rivet. So he doesn't mean there are two cases. He means that case is going to be the machlokas. The machlokas will be where there's a remote possibility, and there's always a remote possibility wherever the guy is not directly in control. There's always a remote possibility. He holds, because of the remote possibility, the Chefza does not attain a shame of a Chefza she'omed li'nasein b'shvil pikuach nefesh. And that's really Shitas Harif. But Shitas Harivet is no. That since, in fact, there is a condition of pikuach nefesh, so the Chefza is considered omed li'nasein, because in fact it's only a remote possibility that ishtamuti. So the question would be, is the chalishim and the chefza take place where there's a remote possibility or not? That would be the machlekes. But you have to say, you have to learn that way, because otherwise his answer is no answer. His answer is obliterating the whole machlekes. So there is no case of there is no two cases of Matsu Ishtamuti and Lo Matsu Ishtamuti. Is the moment it's not under his absolute control, he's not Koyolayu, that's considered that the Chefta can't be Nitfas. That's what he means by Matsu Ishtamuti. And that's the Machlekes. Do I say that the Chefta is not Nitfas in a case where there's no absolute control, or do I say it is Nitfas because the Metzius, it will be nitan as a chefza shel pikuach nefesh. It's a further division. So you'd have three divisions. According to the Rambam, it must be omeid the mitzad dinim mominus shabah in order to remove shame hazard. According to the Ravid, it'll be as long as it's in the condition. And according to the Nemuki Yosef, his interpretation of the riff is that he's not, I don't know if his interpretation fits in the Rambam, but his interpretation of the riff is that as long as it's not, the condition is not completed, so then the chalashim doesn't fall on the chefza. But I don't think that'll work for the Rambam, am I right? And I think he's only answering the riff. I don't remember now. Why wouldn't it work for the Rambam? Because I forgot why. It's mashma from the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of Anso Lahavi is mashma that he doesn't seem to be saying that it's on Trey Ivri Denara. It doesn't explain that. So the Rambam, you can't interpret that way. So you have three. So you have the riff according to the Nemuki Yosef, where the chalashim is not nigmar in the chefta. If there's even a remote possibility, it's not completely under his control. So it's ma'akev, the shame from being chal v'chefza. And you have the Ravid that it's chal as long as it's conditional. And you have the Rambam Shita that it'll never be chal because of condition, any kind of condition, but it'll only be chal if in dine mominus, the mammon is, in the system of dine mominus, the mammon is really omed li nothing b'shul pikuach nefesh. Okay?
Avi?
Yes.
And that's the why the Rambam brings in the case of where he's omeid olav, because it's ki, and it's kilu nitzrach, because that's in dine momonos, it's defined.
That's right. I don't know. You're not clear, David. You know, Hillel is clear, but you're not.
Okay.
I'm meaning ideas in the sound.
Is it that the mamon is only the nasein for pikuach nefesh, or is it just that when he's standing over it, the money has no value?
In the case of when he over there, it's a little different, because what he's saying is that if he's omeid olav, then it's if he's omeid olav, he's what do you call it? It's considered as if it's kilu nisraf.
Right.
Kilu nisraf.
So
you know, the rabbit supports me a little bit, because I said it's dealing with like mafia guys. He supports that idea that it's a different halacha ground, because he says, I'm happy to say it, he says, in the description, he says, why does he express himself so lengthily over here? Because he wants to say it's a different kind of jurisdiction. They're outside the jurisdiction of the law. All right, now what were you saying, David? What was your question?
So what's
going to
be the case according to the Rambam
where the mamon
is only doing nothing?
No case. Mitzad din mamonis is no case, because pikuach nefesh can't affect it.
Okay.
All right?
Does it matter if the
mafia
guys are Jewish or not?
The Jewish ones are worse.
As far as the halacha
is concerned. No, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any
sense.
Yeah, there were a lot of Jewish ones. I think there was even one that was Shomer Shabbos. He wouldn't kill anybody on Shabbos.
Is the mafia guy tied to the original Baal?
The mafia guy hired himself to the original Baal?
Yeah.
Chozer B'tshuva, you mean?
What?
Chozer B'tshuva, you mean?
Okay, yeah. I would be Bezin stronger. If Bezin was able to force him, yeah.
Oh, Bezin can force him?
Right,
let's
say, okay, we'll go with
Chozer B'tshuva. Well, yeah, he'll be chayef, because Kilo Nisraf means as if he burnt it. He'll definitely be chayef.
He's really chayef to the original Baal.
He has to be, because he destroyed his money.
So then what happens if the Moser already pays, and like he collects from the mafia guy? Is that what happens?
If what?
They're not both going to have to. The original boss is not going to make money on this deal.
The original guy? But the guy that gave it to him is Potter. The guy that gave it to the mafia guy is Potter, because it's Kilu Nisraf. It's not money. Right? That guy's Potter. He's not going to collect twice. Of course, that guy's Potter. The one that really destroyed the money is the mafia guy.
Right. And when he picked it up in his hand and gave it to him, the Moser was high.
What?
When the Moser is high.
In the case with Moser is high, where he didn't force him?
Well, he forced him, but he picked it up by his hand.
Well, what?
He forced him, and he picked it up by his hand.
He forced him to what?
To give it to him.
He forced him to give it to him?
Right. The Moser
is chayev. Oh, the Moser is chayev, yeah. So, would the mafia guy be chayev also?
Yeah. Was he chayev Moser?
The Moser is chayev, so then how can he be chayev? He's just like a grummer.
You want to be chayev Moser?
The Moser is going to be chayev. I mean, if the Moses Chayev, how does that part of the mafia guy?
Right.
No, you can't. It'll be like this. And why is the Moser Chayiv in that case? Mazik B'Yadayim. So he's just, so the Mafia guy is just a grummer. Just a grummer. If he has been of Mazik B'Yadayim Mamish, then the other guy is just a grummer. So he'd be putter. Not so simple, though. Not so simple. I mean, as you could say that that's, why don't you say that's Garmi? Of course, he's definitely going to give it to him. But he wasn't mafsid as Momo, and he wasn't mafsid as Momo, because the other guy had his, I don't know, the other guy had his chayvus. So in that sense, he wasn't mafsid as Momo. All right, he has a lot of cases there, I mean, in the Riven. I mean, goes through it very thoroughly on the next page. But I think we'll leave the area, if you guys want to leave the area, and we'll go back to Bava Kamma.